I can't see, I can't find the mountain. It's not, it's, maybe it's just called, maybe it's just called a mountain.
It's St. Laurentian, you know, Hot Springs, Mississippi.
Yes, there are plenty of mountains in East Tennessee, but none around here.
People around here, when their vacations come, that's where they head for. My boy would be right down here and they go way up some.
Mm-hmm.
Up there to Gallatin, Tennessee, I believe.
Gallatin. Uh-huh. How about different kinds of trees that you remember? You mentioned the oaks. Any other kind of tree that...
We have a red oak and white oak and hickory and a sycamore.
Sweet gum.
Sweet gum and black gum.
Maple.
Maple and ash.
I wanted to ask you about the maple. Do you ever make maple syrup?
No, never did. I've hacked a few trees a few times and give me a straw or suck a little of that juice out, but never did make
never
any.
Never used it. And what are the poisonous vines or bushes that you've got here that might give you skin?
We have a poison oak that came as poison oak vine. It's
a vine.
Goes out in the fields and the woods. And
I've got something after the garden. I
stayed pretty
far away from
it. I ain't bought none of that. I reckon my husband's been pretty
some
good. Anything a pig can eat and wrestle
that's
and sleep in the
that
vines.
But mm-hmm.
Do you have a bush that turns red in the fall that's supposed to be poisonous?
No, we don't know about any poison bushes.
Shoemake or?
We have a shoemake too and some.
No, not me.
But that's not.
It's
dogwood.
Oh,
and elm.
Yeah, we've got dogwoods around here, blooms in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton plantain.
You don't have anything called a laurel or a rhododendron or. I think laurel is supposed to be poisonous to cattle.
Is that a vine or a bush?
That's a bush. Berries are supposed to be.
Might be berries on it, poison. I don't know about any of them.
Maybe they
don't.
Mulberry bush has little baby.
Mulberries.
Mulberries. It's a mulberry tree.
And there's a little red hull tree.
Did you ever hear of a cucumber tree?
No, no.
I think it's supposed to be like a magnolia.
There's a few magnolias here.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a banana color, okra color?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I got a truck out of an okra color. I didn't know the okra had a color.
I see. Well, in fact, these cucumber trees have a fruit that look like okra. It's longer.
Yeah.
How about bugs that sting you when you plow?
Bugs.
We've got a mosquito.
We have a. We've got a.
Sweat bees.
There's a water bug you see having the water that's massively stinging, but any bug you sting, I don't know, sir.
Did you ever plow up any that they seem to nest in the ground?
Oh, that's the yellow jackets.
Did you ever?
Yeah, we have a few of them here, not too many. Yeah,
thank
you. You ever find a boy get a yellow jacket's nest and get the rough on them, they bite you.
Yellow jackets in the ground.
Yeah.
And what makes that big nest out of
hornets?
Hornets. Hornets have big round nests, yeah.
Man, we can make you tell when it's a hornet nest close to you. You know, come here and just buzz around on the porch and maybe somebody will find a big hornet's nest down on the ditch or out in the woods or field somewhere.
And a little nest with lots of little holes in might be on the porch.
Wasp nest.
Yeah.
So it got much sense as last year's wasp nest.
I see.
Lord,
that's an expression.
Here. And dirt daubers, they get upstairs and build little old hard wads of clay on the clothes.
And
dirt garbage.
Bugs that get under your skin, do you have those?
Ticks.
A tick.
Tick.
We've got them ticks, and man, people got afraid of them. Sometimes they claim they'll give you tick fever if they've got a germ.